to you, great patriot. This is the Niger Patriot Report podcast. My name is Kemi Ashekun. To all the patriotic believers who have chosen Nigeria first and are now cuckooing on the Yellow Cheek app, may Nigeria yield to us all its increase. Today is the 12th day in the month of June 2021. Happy Democracy Day, Nigeria. Happy Democracy Day to all those who believe in our unity despite our diversity. On that note, let me make a quick shout out to fellow cuckooing patriots who are right now cuckooing on Ku app, spelled K-O-O. At General Buhari Durojaye, at Bashola Balogun, at Soke 7, at Ishaka, at DPZO 18, at Lanre _, at Sukram Swaya, at Abiodun Olubote, at Olanike, at Varisha, at El Gambari, at Barikaziz 3, at Al Khalifa 1, at Satum 3000, at Ishola de Presido, at General Bubu, at Iosin Yolaide, at Soma Father, at Omola Omola Prince, at Olori _blessing, at Yomi Slick Raj, at Kanye Baba, at Pertim, at Olu Samuel BG3, at Aremu Latif 1, at Abubakar Sadiq, at Nigerist, at Mario Ninja, at Grand Ghost _9, at Emir Senior, at Mr. Kunle Roy _. There are quite a number of other patriots who are on the Kuin app right now, and we're doing the best we can. The interesting thing about the app is that it doesn't even feel like, you know, like it's a madhouse. Before now, it was like a madhouse, you trying to switch off different fires that your patriotic were shooting at different points. But we're grateful to God that at the moment now we can have some peace and we can have some respite. Today is the 12th day in the month of June 2021. After October 1st, Nigeria's Independence Day, June 12th, is perhaps the next most important day to us as a nation. June 12th is the day we laid down all prejudices about religion, tribe, or any other coloration that cloaks us in any garb besides humanity and progress for our nation. It was all about progress. It was all about moving forward together as a nation. And even though the dream of June 12th never materialized, even though it left us with stillborn hopes, it is a day our nation must never, ever forget. And on that note, I would crave your indulgence to actually reproduce the president's speech on our Democracy Day, verbatim, after this break. My name is Kemi Ashekun. This is the Niger Patriot Reports podcast. I'll be right back. Nigeria shall be great. Nigeria shall be great. Nigeria shall be great. Nigeria shall be great. You need to make Nigeria great. I'm here producing or reproducing the President's Democracy Day speech verbatim on the Niger Patriot Report podcast. This is a speech by His Excellency Muhammadu Buhari, President and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces Federal Republic of Nigeria, on the occasion of commemoration and celebration of Democracy Day on the 12th of June 2021. And I am taking this from the website of theguardian.ng. Fellow Nigerians, I join you all today to commemorate and celebrate our democracy. It is a celebration of freedom and victory for one people, one country, and one Nigeria. As with all democracies, we will always be going through improvement processes in our desire to reach the goal of a mature democracy, a strong, evolved, and integrated nation-state to be reckoned with globally. In the last 2 years, we have witnessed and overcome a good number of testy challenges that would have destroyed other nations, especially relating to our collective security. The indefatigable can-do spirit of the Nigerian has sustained us, and we will keep pushing us to put these challenges behind us. Unfortunately, some of these challenges came in the shape of violent outrages leading to the loss of lives of many of our dear compatriots and the destruction of some of our infrastructure, including those devoted to improve our democratic processes. Once again, I want to render my sincere and heartfelt condolences to the families and friends of our gallant servicemen and women who lost their lives in the line of duty as a sacrifice to keep Nigeria safe. I extend the same condolence to the families and friends of our countrymen, women and children who were unfortunate victims of such senseless arsons, kidnappings and murders. I also share the pains of families and direct victims of ransom-seeking kidnapped victims who went through unimaginable trauma in the course of their forced imprisonment. Let me assure you, my fellow citizens, that every incident, however minor, gives me great worry, and concern, and I immediately order security agencies to swiftly but safely rescue victims and bring perpetrators to justice. Fellow Nigerians, when you elected me as your president in 2015, you did so knowing that I will put an end to the growing insecurity, especially the insurgency in the Northeast, but the unintended consequences of our scattering them in Northeast pushed them further in country, which is what we are now facing and dealing with. We will, by the grace of God, put an end to these challenges too. Unfortunately, like in most conflict situations, some Nigerian criminals are taking undue advantage of a difficult situation and profiteering therefrom with a misguided belief that adherence to the democratic norms handicaps this administration from frontally and decisively tackling them. We are already addressing these obstacles, and we will soon bring some of these culprits to justice. We are at the same time addressing the twin underlying drivers of insecurity, namely poverty and youth unemployment. Interventions led by the government and the Central Bank of Nigeria driving economic growth over the past 6 years are targeted mostly to the agricultural, services, infrastructure, power and healthcare sectors of the economy. In the agricultural sector, for instance, the Anchor Borrowers programs resulted in sharp decline in the nation's major food import bill from $2.23 billion in 2014 to $0.59 billion by the end of 2018. Rice import bill alone dropped from $1 billion to $18.5 million annually. This initiative supported local production of rice, maize, cotton, and cassava. The government financed 2.5 million smallholder farmers cultivating about 3.2 million hectares of farmland all over the country and created 10 million direct and indirect jobs. Several other initiatives, namely agribusiness, small and medium enterprise investment scheme, the non-oil export stimulation facility, the targeted credit facilities operated across the 774 local governments. In the manufacturing sector, the CBN, Bank of Industry, 200 billion Naira facility financed the establishment and operations of 60 new industrial hubs across the country, creating an estimated 890,000 direct and indirect jobs. The CBN's 50 billion Naira textile sector intervention facility increased capacity utilization of gineries from 30% to nearly 90%. The Economic Sustainability Plan, a rebound for the COVID-19 pandemic developed in 2020, is currently being executed. The plan is primarily focused on the non-oil sector, which has recorded phenomenal growth, contributing over 90% to the GDP growth in Q1 2021. Though marginal, we have recorded GDP growth over two quarters, Q2 2020 and Q1 2021. This is evidence of a successful execution of the ESP by the federal government. My vision of pulling 100 million poor Nigerians out of poverty in 10 years has been put into action and can be seen in the National Social Investment Program, a first in Africa and one of the largest in the world, where over 32.6 million beneficiaries are taking part. We now have a national social register of poor and vulnerable households identified across 708 local government areas 8,723 wards and 86,610 communities in the 36 states and the FCT. Our conditional cash transfer program has benefited over 1.6 million poor and vulnerable households comprising more than 8 million individuals. This provides a monthly stipend of 10,000 naira per household.
I have also recently approved the National Poverty Reduction with Growth Strategy Plan that augments existing plans to further reduce poverty in Nigeria. As at the end of 2020, the Development Bank of Nigeria had disbursed 324 billion Naira in loans to more than 136,000 MSMEs through 40 participating financial institutions. I am to note that 57% of these beneficiaries are women, while 27% are the youth. We are able to do all of these and still accelerate our infrastructure development through sensible and transparent borrowing, improved capital inflow, improving and increasing revenue through capturing more tax bases, and prudent management of investment proceeds in, of investment proceeds in sovereign wealth fund. Fellow Nigerians, our infrastructure revolution continues with key projects attaining critical milestones under the Presidential Infrastructure Development Fund. The second Niger Bridge, the Lagos-Ibadan Expressway, and the Abuja-Kaduna-Zaria-Kano Expressway. I have also approved the establishment of Infraco PLC, a world-class infrastructure development vehicle wholly focused on Nigeria with a capital structure of 15 trillion naira. The rail system is not left out, as the Itakpe Warri Standard Gauge Rail was completed and commissioned 33 years after construction began. The Lagos-Ibadan Double Track Railway Line, which I have just commissioned, has commenced operations. We are focused on ensuring that our infrastructure drive is key to economic growth and one that can be felt by every Nigerian. Building critical infrastructure in our ports is also opening up opportunities for the Nigerian economy. My approval for four new seaports using a public-private partnership approach is hinged on growing the Nigerian economy. These four seaports, Lekki Deep Seaport, Bonny Deep Seaport, Ibom Deep Seaport, and Warri Deep Seaport, will create massive job opportunities and foreign investment inflows. We have worked at deepening our eastern ports, leading to success, like having three container ships berth at Calabar Port, a first in 11 years. Similarly, on the 30th of October 2019, an LPG tanker operated by NLNG berthed in Port Harcourt for the first time. An LPG ship is berthing at any of the eastern ports. As we invest in these new assets, we've also made strides in ensuring that they are secured and protected. In this regard, I am also pleased to note the launch of the Nimasa Deep Blue Project, which is an integrated national security and waterways protection infrastructure that I recently commissioned. This initiative is designed to add the layer of security we have to safeguard our maritime sector. Dear Nigerians, I will be the first to admit that in spite of our efforts and achievements, which are there for all to see, there is still much more to be done, and we're doing our best in the face of scarce resources and galloping population growth rate that consistently outstrips our capacity to provide jobs for our populace. Our overall economic target of lifting 100 million Nigerians out of poverty in 10 years is our goal, notwithstanding COVID-19. In the last 2 years, we lifted 10.5 million people out of poverty, farmers, small skills, traders, artisans, market women, and the like. I am very convinced that these 100 million targets can be met, and this informed the development of the National Poverty Reduction with Growth Strategy. The specific details of this accelerated strategy will be unveiled shortly. In the last 1 year, Nigeria and the whole world faced COVID-19, for which no one was fully prepared. Our response to the pandemic involved making hard choices in balancing livelihoods and public health concerns. You're all living witnesses to how successful this has been due to a number of proactive measures put in place. Our response to COVID-19 is globally acclaimed. We were able to ensure that the various lockdown measures did not impact too negatively on the ability of ordinary Nigerians to continue sustaining their livelihoods. During the pandemic, we disbursed 5,000 naira to 1 million Nigerians using a rapid response register and advanced 20,000 to 750,000 beneficiaries of the conditional cash transfer program and provided 1.37 million Nigerians with palliatives from CAR-COVID. At the same time, the federal government released 109,000 metric tons of food reserve stocks and 70,000 metric tons of grains to the poor and vulnerable in all 36 states of the Federation. In addition, government reduced interest rates from 9% to 5% for struggling businesses and extended credit facilities to 548,345 beneficiaries. Fellow Nigerians, when this administration decided to change our Democracy Day from 29th of May to June 12th in my first tenure, it was not only to honor the sacrifices of men and women of our country who fought for the return to democracy, but also to demonstrate our commitment to satisfy the aspirations of the people and creating an environment for democracy to be an accepted way of life. As your president, I remain committed to providing an enabling environment for a free, fair, and credible electoral system under my tenure. However, you need to play your part by getting involved at any level. You can supporting a democratic system that works for all and not for a section or select few, and demand accountability from your elected leaders. My commitment to bequeathing a sustainable democratic culture remains resolute. My pursuit of a fair society remains unshaken, and my desire to see Nigeria remain a country for each and every one of us has never been stronger. In responding to the challenges that this period imposes on us, government also recognizes the need to acknowledge notions of marginalization and agitations for constitutional amendments among various segments of our population. While this government is not averse to constitutional reforms as part of our nation-building process, everyone must understand that the primary responsibility for constitutional amendment lies with the National Assembly. This body, which, as I said, is the arm of government responsible for constitutional changes, has concluded the preliminary stages of amending and improving our constitution in a way that the majority of Nigerians will be happy with. Government is, however, willing to play a critical role in the constitutional amendment process without usurping the powers of the National Assembly in this regard. As a nation, we have come very far from where we started, and we are getting incrementally closer to where we ought to be. Overcoming the present challenges is but one of the necessary processes that we have to undergo as a nation so that we can come out stronger. The day I joined the Nigerian army, I was prepared to lay down my life for Nigeria. As your president, I remain ever committed to upholding and defending Nigeria's corporate existence in adhering to the fundamental objectives and directive principles of state policy, notably Section 114(2)(b). I shall do all within my power to ensure that the security and welfare of the people remain the primary purpose of government. I have throughout my tenure provided the security agencies with all they require relative to available resources and will be providing more as the dynamics unfold to put an end to our security problems. My strong belief in the Nigerian spirit gives me comfort that we are facing these challenges with renewed commitments to keep our country one. I thank you for your patience and attention, and more importantly, your resolve to join hands in making Nigeria the country of our dream. Happy Democracy Day. God bless us all. God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And that was the President's Democracy Day speech on the 12th of June 2021, reproduced by us at Niger Patriot Report. My name is Kemi Ashekun. On behalf of all the great patriots, Dr. Ben Benro, Tol John Fanimokun, and a host of Dio at Dio Olusegun at Woye One, and every other person who believes in the unity of our diversity, I am Kemi Ashekun saying, happy democracy, Nigeria. Our best is yet to come. We are stronger and better together. Nigeria will prevail. Nigeria go better, Nigeria go better, Nigeria go better, Nigeria.